This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Pat Shannon. That's S-H-A-N-N-A-N. His website is patshannon.us. Just have a question, a real quick question from email. Has anyone ever discussed the difficulty of the shots Oswald would have taken? The Marine Corps prides itself on marksmanship. Oswald would have been trained with a semi-automatic M1 Garand, which he probably would have been able to get. However, when plotting to do something like knocking off Kennedy, he chooses a lower quality bolt-action Mannlicher Carcano. So we are to believe he got a headshot, firing three rounds at a target six floors below, moving left to right and away from him, when the better shot would have been from when the limo was approaching the depository on Houston before it turned. What was the estimated range he would have been firing? I have not been to the site to view these angles, so I am only speculating. And this is from Joe. Your comments.
Yeah, Joe and Deanna, it would have been a less than half of the distance that he allegedly took the shot after the limo was going away from him. And indeed, I have stood in that window, and if anybody was going to murder the president from that window, Joe's absolutely right. That's exactly where the shot would have taken place. I open the book, if you remember, after doing some of the surface information, my early anecdote story is from Craig Roberts, and Craig Roberts was indeed a Marine sniper in Vietnam. He's written several books since then. He became a helicopter pilot for the Tulsa Police Department and a detective for them later. He's got quite a history of investigation. In fact, we first met on the Oklahoma City investigation. And he only lasted a few days down there before he got so frustrated because he saw how the FBI was more interested in covering up the bombing and protecting the government than they were in investigating him. But Craig wrote a book, called, The Kill Zone on the subject.
I have that book. I read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I wrote to him, and called him, earlier this year and I said, you know, I'd like to use some of that. He said, well, the first chapter probably be the good one. And so further, the closing paragraphs, he says, first, I analyze the scene as a sniper. He's standing in the window on the sixth floor. In the time allotted and in the distance along the street in which the rounds had impacted the target from first report to final shot, it would take a minimum of two people shooting. There was little hope that I alone, even if armed with the precision equipment I had used in Vietnam, would be able to duplicate the feat described by the Warren Commission. So if I couldn't, I reasoned Oswald couldn't, unless he had help.
Right. Absolutely.
So.
Let's the Warren Commission. I mean, that is the group of people that compose that commission is so questionable. And let's talk about those people.
Well, the most questionable of all, Deanna, would be Alan Dulles.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
What's he doing on there?
It's a dead giveaway that the commission is stacked. My goodness.
Well, his brother was John Foster Dulles, Eisenhower's Secretary of State, and they both had a long-time history in the federal government. Dulles was CIA from before it was born in 47. He was already a part of it, as someone else, Russell Bowen, I mentioned in the book. When the CIA was born, he had already been in the forerunner of it in World War II. But Alan Dulles was fired in 1961, shortly after Kennedy took office, was fired by Kennedy as head of the CIA. So he had a big bone to pick. Another one that went down the tubes with Alan Dulles at that time, with Kennedy's sword, was Charles Cabell. He was an Air Force general. That's C-A-B-E-L-L. His brother just happened to be mayor of Dallas, Earl Cabell. Oh, how convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though General Cabell was not on the Warren Commission, he certainly had plenty of reason to hate Kennedy and would have been one of Alan Dulles's, I would say, right-hand men. If any conspiracy thoughts were going through their heads, those two certainly would have been in on it. And here, Alan Dulles is later handpicked to be on the Warren Commission. It was just a little bit too convenient. And
absolutely. Well, even John J. McCloy. I mean, what a questionable person that is. With his
several,
background.
Yeah, he was a New York bankster.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Hale Boggs was on the commission, and he later met an untimely death along with Nick Begich up in Alaska in an airplane.
Right.
And didn't he come out afterwards and say, well, you know, there were some things with the report, and didn't that cost him his life? Or you could speculate that that probably cost him his life.
It certainly was enough motive for that. He was outspoken about the Warren Commission being so phony, and he probably talked a little bit too much. And you take a guy like Gerald Ford, on the other hand, you see, he's rewarded with becoming an unelected president of the United States.
Sure. Well, you could
Dan
say the
Rather.
Same thing.
Dan Rather, as I mentioned in the book, was, he was, I don't know how in the world he qualified for this. He must have already been CFR or something as a young street reporter from Houston, but he was allowed to see the Zapruder film on Friday night when it was first shown.
Huh.
And Dan Rather was there. Incidentally, Rather had this ridiculous report from Oswald Harvey when he was arrested in the Texas theater, and I neglected to include this in the book, not because I didn't want to. I simply didn't think of it until later. Once again, I've got almost 50 years of history with this case, but there are a lot of things that I begin to remember as I discuss it with people like you or read something else. And I remember very well that Dan Rather quoted the cop of Oswald saying in the theater when he was arrested for killing J.D. Tippit, he said, "I got me a president, and I got me a cop, and now I'm going to get one more," but the gun misfired. That was a total lie. Oswald never said anything like that. Now, did the cop contrive it? I doubt it. Dan Rather probably contrived it.
Right. Yes, he's been around for a long time, and of course he's compromised, or he wouldn't have been so puffed up and so prominent in the media. And then we have to look at his comments on 9/11. Of course, that's off topic.
Deanna, back to the ID. We got cut off by the commercial but when Harvey was arrested in the Texas theater, only 45 minutes after Tippit is shot, he is carrying the same ID that they found on the street. The same detectives are looking at the same ID in Harvey's wallet that they'd just seen less than an hour before and found on the street. So they were quite perplexed, you know, what's going on here?
Sure.
And FBI agents shut them up and kind of quelched that old thing. But I thought that was amusing. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall watching or hearing the conversation in the police car as they're going downtown and they're looking at the same ID they just seen found on the street.
Sure. And then Arlen Specter was not a member of Congress at that point in time. He was, LBJ suggest him, and then he was rewarded with, first of all, they made him the Philadelphia Attorney General.
U.S. Attorney.
And then he became a senator for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that became his springboard. He got his name known with a few big cases there in Philadelphia. Same way Giuliani did it. That's kind of a method that they can use, because with the cooperative news media, they can promote or they can demote anybody, demonize anybody they wish.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Pat Shannon.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Pat Shannon. His website is patshannon.us, and we are talking about his book, his most recent book, which is entitled The JFK Assassination and the Uncensored Story of the Two Oswalds. Have you ever read Final Judgment by Mike Piper?
Yes, I have a couple of copies. I got an autographed copy here.
Very good. Okay.
Mike doesn't go into much of the mechanics of the situation as he does the political side of it.
Right. All righty. Let's We were talking before we went to the break. We were talking about the commission, who was on the commission, how they fared afterwards. But there wasn't just the commission. I mean, there was a commission plus they had counsel. It was quite a large group of people that participated in this very, very big deception. I mean, there were members of the committee. Then there was the assistant counsel, general counsel. And all of these people that participated, and it's amazing to me that, well, no, it isn't, because you see these kind of stack commissions all the time.
Yeah, the left hand never knows what the right hand is doing in these sorts of situations, but certainly there are several people at the top that may not even know the whole story, but they know, they're very pertinent in the cover up. And,
exactly.
Of course, in this case, it went all the way to Lyndon Johnson. There's no doubt about that.
Sure. Now, people can purchase your book. I mean, we haven't talked about this. Where can they get your book? It's only, $23.95, including shipping and handling. And it is available at Oceana Books, Unit 106, 4290 Bells Ferry Road in Kennesha, Georgia. And people can get this book using PayPal. All they have to do is go to your website, patshannon.us, and they can get it and pay for it via PayPal. Correct?
Yeah, or PayPal with my email there that you have as well, either way.
Sure, and your email is shannonpat@gmail.com. All righty, so you have all these people who have covered up this deception for years, and the people that potentially would not have covered it up or said something out of, later on, like Hale Boggs and some other people, they just aren't around anymore. But anyway, we were talking about the stuff at the theater, what happened at the theater, and the shootings and whatnot. And so then, after that chapter where you talk about the theater, what other chapter you think would be?
Well, one tie-in I could make with that whole scenario of the planning of the evidence and the ID that was so obvious I mentioned the Martin Luther King assassination, April the 4th, 1968, in Memphis. And I go into detail on this, and everything they ever told me was a lie. But the situation truly was, and I learned it from a man who was on a rooftop, named Jim Green, who was a former deputy sheriff in southeast Missouri, Caruthersville, and he was traveling with a man named Butch Collier, who was Jim was about 21 at the time. Collier was late 20s, maybe 28, and Jim's job was to be on a rooftop down the street and shoot James Earl Ray if, in fact, the local police detective, John Talley, who was planted there, lost in a shootout. As it turned out, Ray never came that way. He was he got in his car and he left about 10 minutes to 6. The murder took place right at 6 or 6.01 p.m. And Ray had already gone to see about getting the tires fixed on his car. And when he came back to the flop house, he saw the cops and commotion going on. Of course, he was escaped from inmate from Missouri State Penitentiary, and so he didn't need to be where any blue uniforms and blue lights were. I think they were red in those days. But so he took off for Atlanta, Georgia, and learned about the murder on the radio. But meanwhile, the Raul, who was his handler, who had helped him buy the gun in Alabama and all this, is in the bathroom. He comes running out of the bathroom at the time Butch Collier shot King from the bushes. The shots were never fired from that famous bathroom window. The FBI agent, Raul, ran down the hallway, stuffed the rifle in a duffel bag along with some beer cans with James's fingerprints on them. And get this, a prison radio from the Missouri State Penitentiary with James Earl Ray's serial number, prison number, engraved in the back. And somebody's clothes, all this is thrown in a duffel bag. They go running down the stairs, and out on the street, and they stashed this duffel bag in the record business that was next door, throw it in the doorway. Oh, yeah, they'll never find it there. And they jump in the second white Mustang and screech the tires and haul it down the street. So this is a method of operation, Deanna. This is the way they frame their patsies. This is, you know, one more case of that.
Sure. And if we look at history, we can see that they hardly ever change their tactics. This is what they do, and the reason that they keep using these tactics is because the public keeps believing them.
Once again, the power of the television and the news media.
You know, exactly.
We look at the Boston situation with the Boston Marathon back in April.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the two boys that are convicted in the minds of everybody on the street in America, go ask your neighbors, they'll tell you these two Russian boys are the ones that pulled off the bombing.
Sure.
Well, we've got no pictures of them doing anything except being in the crowd. But have you noticed how many drills are always going on behind these false flags? There was a drill going on with the military and the Air Force and the fighter planes out over the Atlantic on 9-1-1. There were drills going on in Boulder, Colorado, the day of the theater shooting in Aurora. There were drills going on in Connecticut with the day of the Sandy Hook situation. These boys, and Judge Napolitano on Fox TV, he hit on it. At that time, there were like 17 out of the 20 incidents. Judge Napolitano actually went on Fox News and reported that 17 of the 20 were actually FBI false flags. And I was amazed to hear that on mainstream media. And, of course, he didn't keep his job much longer either. But the point here is that I believe that these two Russian kids who had CIA affiliations, one had been to school in Russia in a CIA front school, and it is my opinion that these two boys were told that they were going to be involved in a drill. And that's why you got the pictures of them on the street. The next thing you know, they're running from the law. They're scared. They're texting their father that he had nothing to do with this and they were set up. And next thing you know, they're dead.
Right.
In fact, the younger boy, if you remember the pictures of the cops fired 200 rounds into that boat when they finally trapped him in the middle of the night after his older brother had been killed. They fired 200 rounds into that boat. Now, how he escaped that, I don't know. But then the picture shows him coming out. He's unscathed. There's a still shot of him stepping out of the boat. He's not bleeding.
Yet exactly, which is ridiculous. Yeah.
And when he gets to the hospital, his throat is cut.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, these boys, I think, were the designated patsies, and it didn't quite work out the way it was supposed to. I guess they were supposed to have gotten killed then on a Thursday night after the Monday incident. And I'm not even sure they killed that security guard. There's no proof of that. They claim they did, but who knows? I mean, the facts are so sketchy on these false flags, and when they have the benefit of a cooperative news media. We don't have any investigative reporters in the mainstream media anymore.
That's true. What
they're told, and if they don't do it, they don't have a job next week.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take a call when we come back. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Pat Shannon. His website is patshannon.us. And we do have some callers lining up. Let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Pat. Pat, I really enjoy your work.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
And, okay, I'm looking at the ad. It's in the American Free Press. And they got the picture of one titled Lee and one titled Harvey. And the Harvey guy is the guy you said was shot by Ruby and captured, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, was this Lee guy, was he the one that was American?
Yes, he was the one born in New Orleans, and he was CIA behind the scenes. They both were active in Dallas as in the assassination. Of course, Harvey unwittingly didn't realize he was being set up until the last few days, actually. Lee, though, was behind the scenes and doing the setup. Lee is the likely number one suspect in any proper investigation of shooting the cop, J.D. Tippit. He would have been the one to do that. But on the other hand, nobody could identify him, so maybe it wasn't Lee who did the shooting. Lee was at the Texas School Book, the Texas Theater, and was seen outside, and he probably is the one who sneaked in. But he ran upstairs, and even the initial police report show Lee being upstairs in the balcony. And they had to change that after he was arrested downstairs.
So which is the one that had the relationship with that young scientist that worked for Ochsner and under Mary Sherman?
That's Judy. I have her book there, too, called Me and Lee. Judy Baker.
Yes. Did she have the relationship with Lee or Harvey?
Harvey. Had to be Harvey, because Harvey's the one who went to New Orleans in April and stayed till September. Those were the months that she was with him in the summer of 63.
Okay. Yeah, and she said something about, I heard her interviewed recently, and she said something about, she said something to him in Russian, and he answered her in Russian. And Harvey's the one that knew the Russian, right?
That what?
That was they spoke Russian.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, it looks like a very good book. Hope to get it.
All right. Well, if you order it from me, you'll get an autograph.
Oh, well, may have to do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. Bye.
Thank you, Sherry. Alrighty, I was just looking at some notes, and apparently Elizabeth Forsling Harris was a public relations executive, was a partner with Gloria Steinem in the magazine, Ms. Magazine, and yeah. Harris had CIA connections, as did Gloria Steinem, and apparently, allegedly, was involved with planning John F. Kennedy's motorcade route in Dallas, which, of course, included that curve, which required the motorcade to slow down by the school book depository. Have you ever heard that?
Actually, it did more than slow down. The Zapruder film was No, I do not know Harris. I do not know who she is, but Earl Cabell, General Charles Cabell's brother, mayor of Dallas, would have been, I think, made the final decision on moving that motorcade route so it's swept by the kill zone.
Sure.
But Harris, indeed, so many and a lot more today of these major magazines are CIA controlled. So this doesn't surprise me at all to hear that she would have been involved, you know, to some extent. But I can't comment intelligently about that because I don't know her.
Okay. Let's talk about Jim Garrison. What are your views on Jim Garrison?
I think Jim Garrison was on the right track, and this is why he was attacked so viciously. I have his early book, Heritage of Stone, written back about 1970. I was living in Biloxi, Mississippi at the time, so I was very familiar with the goings-on in New Orleans with the Clay Shaw prosecution and this sort of thing. I also was an entertainer on Bourbon Street back in 63, so I remember Jim Garrison then as he was hated by all the club owners because he was always cracking down on their illegal booze sales and this sort of stuff. He was always pulling raids on Bourbon Street. And so, yes, I remember Big Jim very, very well. And my opinion of him was neutral until the Kennedy assassination, well, actually until about 67 when he began his investigation. And they were facetiously calling him Big Mouth after David Ferry got murdered. Big Mouth Garrison was the one who apparently released the name. He got the blame for it, at least, but somebody released the name of David Ferry as being their chief witness against Clay Shaw. And then, of course, David Ferry woke up dead the next morning.
He woke up dead?
Yeah, he woke up dead. They got him. But anyway, if you've seen the movie JFK 20 years ago, that was based mostly on quite a bit, some fiction in there, but based mostly on Garrison's case and his investigation and his beliefs. And I believe the motive for the assassination was the same as Garrison, even though I didn't know that he agreed with me for 30 years later. But and that was that Kennedy was pulling out of Vietnam, and the military-industrial complex needed a war at that time. And this is why we got half a million men in Vietnam by 1965 when Lyndon Johnson was still in there.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
I was going to say there's several potential motives for the murder, but that's my favorite. That's the one I hang my hat on.
Okay, what about the situation with the Israeli state when Kennedy just simply would not allow them to develop nuclear weapons?
Well, yeah, he had a lot of problems with David Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion hated him for sure. And as you mentioned, Piper has pulled up quite a bit of research on that makes a lot of sense. But to me, that was only enough reason to use the Mossad with the CIA, which of course they are notorious for anyhow. So, the Mossad being involved there, would make sense. But once again, I think the motive was Vietnam, because they just make billions on wars and the banksters clean up. And to me, this was the number one motive to me in my book.
Okay. Now you have, on page 10 of your book, you have the conclusions that the Warren Commission arrived at. And, also you talk in your book about the 75-year censorship, the concealment of all the records. And, of course, we have, 25 more years to go before these, due to national security, which is always their answer for concealing anything and everything. So 75 years, nobody can look at the records.
Well, Johnson wanted to be sure that everybody was dead, that before these truths came out. But once again, this is not unusual. You know, they had to bury all the true inside information on the Lincoln assassination in 1865. Edwin Stanton, as the Secretary of War, was probably the brains behind that, and he was the one who helped John Wilkes Booth escape. That's another book of mine, The Great Escape of John Wilkes Booth. And how he actually got to California and eventually overseas to India and Ceylon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there was a 10,000 pages that as part of this so-called report, the Warren Report. And it is amazing to me that people accepted that. Let's talk a little bit about the Zapruder film that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard that some people have said, oh, yeah, Jackie is one that pulled the trigger.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. To me, that is so absurd. I've seen that video even where when she reaches for him and then she puts the hand down behind his back and supposedly hides the pistol under the seat. Oh, really? Well, Jackie did it, huh? Well, how about all these other bullets flying across Dealey Plaza? You know.
Right. Right, exactly. And how did they get her to do this? I don't think so.
There's another ridiculous book over here on my shelf. I can't even tell you the name of it from here, Deanna, but one guy wrote a whole book on the theory that Kennedy never died anyway. They had an escape hatch in the back seat and pulled him into the trunk. Yeah, and then he went to spend his life in Greece or something.
Sure.
Just absurd stuff.
Okay, the Zapruder film. Do you think that he was in on the deal and that he was there to document the event?
That's very interesting theory. It's kind of fishy when somebody gets into those details. We better come back to that because I want to tell you about how they doctored it, too.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Pat Channon. His website is patchannon.us, and he is the author of the book, his most recent book of six. It is entitled The JFK Assassination and the Uncensored Story of the Two Oswalds. His website, as I said, is patchannon.us, where you can order that book, and he will sign it for you. If you order it from him, and it's, $23.95, and you can use PayPal to purchase that book. Okay, so you were going to tell us about the Zapruder film. And as I suggested, did he arrive there? Was he there part of the group? Was he there to document the event in the same way that the five Israelis were to document 9/11? Do you think that is a similar situation?
Well, whether I think it is true or think it is not true, it would be strictly my opinion. And there are those who feel strongly about it, that he certainly was in precisely the right position, wasn't he?
Yes.
Right where the headshot took place, he was standing, which means he possibly could have had foreknowledge of, you know, the kill zone. I remember seeing the pictures of, early in the game, back in the 60s, of one of the photographers from the rear had snapped a shot, and there are the red lights, the brake lights are on the limousine. Now, the control news media have a method of making us forget things like this. And it was like many years later, I think Jim Fetzer probably was the one who brought it out in recent years, because he did some great work on dissecting the whole Zapruder film and showing where segments had been removed and pasted together, and the limousine, everything we see in the media about it, limousine slowed down, but we don't see any more news for about 30, 40 years about it actually stopping. But when that news began to come out again, I, as an old timer, remembered indeed it did stop, because that was one of the accusations against the Secret Service and Bill Greer, the driver. Why would he be stopping if he wasn't part of this conspiracy? So.
Right.
The Zapruder film indeed was dark. Oh, then you got the Umbrella Man. Let's not forget him. You know, he's standing there right by the Stemmons Freeway road sign, and as the limo passes and Kennedy grabs his throat, on this bright, sunny, dry day, this umbrella opens, and right there on the Zapruder film. Well, is this some kind of signal that indeed the first shot is struck his target? He's grasping his throat. Is it a message that the game ain't over yet, because you didn't kill him, you didn't get him in the head? We don't know what that umbrella thing was, but it certainly had to be some kind of signal. And incidentally, the shots of the Umbrella Man sitting on the curb a minute or two after the assassination, when all the throngs are running up the hill, and have gone up the hillside to the grassy knoll trying to chase down whoever might have been shooting up there. Here are these two guys sitting on the curb, and one, of course, was the Umbrella Man. He's on the right of the still shot as we look at it, and the guy on the left, when blown up and zoomed in on, he's got a large walkie-talkie antenna sticking out higher than his head. And as I quoted one of the three tramps who were taken off the freight car, saying that Dealey Plaza looked like a spook convention that day.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't there a picture of George H.W. Bush there at the time, too?
Yeah, he's in my book. He's standing on the curb. In fact, so many writers, Russell Bowen, the CIA colonel that I befriended back in the mid-90s, said that there's only two people in the world who couldn't remember where they were on or two adults, I guess he said, in the world who couldn't remember where they were when they heard the news that Kennedy had been shot, were Richard Nixon and George Bush.
Right.
But he told me, and I've got the quote in the book, he said, "Pat, I don't know where both the Lion Bastards were. They were with me at Clint Murchison's house before."
Ah.
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
And also, Zapruder, as mentioned in the chat room, kept on filming even after the shots were fired. I mean, shouldn't he have been shocked or flinched or something? And yet he just keeps on filming. I find that kind of odd.
As I remember, there is a slight jilt when the first shot goes off there on the camera. But other than that, you're right. He was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
really.
And filmed it until it got to the underpass.
Exactly.
You know, why he was there, I don't think we can ever know. Was it by design? Maybe. But the fact that the Zapruder film was doctored over and over to show, first they had to show that not stopping. Don't forget, we didn't see that film till 1975.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was not on television for 12 years.
Right.
So they had plenty of time to do what they had to do.
Sure. Let's take a caller. We do have a caller. Let's take Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, great show. Hey, Pat, you have pretty much answered my question. I think the buck stops with the limousine driver. I mean, after Kennedy was shot in the throat, the brake lights come on and he stopped right in front and looked around his shoulder until he saw the fatal shot, and then he takes off.
No. Yeah, that's correct. And I'm glad you didn't say that he fired at him, because a lot of people have made that mistake in situations since 1988. Bill Cooper, being the most renowned reporter to come up with this, he put it on video. I first saw it in 88, and showing the driver shooting Kennedy. But then Robert Groden, whom I befriended in Dallas 7 or 8 years ago, pointed out to me that that is Kellerman's head. Kellerman was the head special agent in charge of the Secret Service riding shotgun. Bill Greer was the driver. And as you look at those two turning around, you can see that Greer's hands are still on the steering wheel, and Kellerman turning around to his left. It's the sun reflecting off of the baldness of the front part of his head that appears to be a weapon in Greer's hand, but it is not.
Yeah, I mean, he stopped right in front of the shooter behind the fence, and as soon as he saw the kill shot, then he takes off. He practically stopped right in front of him.
Yeah. Another thing I've noticed in that shot that where the guy shot it from the rear with the, and I forget that photographer's name, his daughter is quite active now in the whole conspiracy movement. But anyway, Phil something almost had it. Specter. Anyway. Yeah. Not anyway, I'm close.
Arlen is his brother, Arlen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this man was an amateur photographer, but he got the shot of not only the limo with the brake lights on, but behind the concrete wall, which would have actually been in front of Zapruder and slightly to his right, there is definitely a dark shadow, body shaped, head shaped, that may have been the one suspected of being firing one of the early shots. And then he is not there on when Beverly Oliver is standing, the babushka lady, and Mary Mormon made her famous shot from across the street. He's already gone. So he, I presume, fired one of the early shots, disappeared, and then the fatal shot, of course, took place from behind the fence.
Right. All right. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much, Kevin. And of course, we had the withdrawal of the people that were guarding the limo. You could kind of see in the film that they just sort of backed off.
Yeah, that actually happened at Love Field. A lot of people are confused with that, but that was at Love Field when they were first leaving. And that frustrated Secret Service agent shrugs his shoulders like, what are you talking about, boss? What's wrong with our security or whatever? But that happened before they ever left Love Field.
Huh. But of course, it was the CIA that was guarding the limousine, and they
Service.
Didn't.
Go Secret ahead, Service.
Well, Secret Service. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And didn't they? They kind of the. Well, I think that they would have had to have known what was going on. No. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, a few did. Once again, the left hand never knows what the right hand is doing, but yes, some at the top mm-hmm. indeed do.
Exactly.
Like Karen Kellerman.
Oh, well, our time has just gone by so quickly. Thank you so much, Pat, for being on the program today.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
All righty, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.